Yeah, so we are back with the unnamed Vice crew. However, their fans and revolutionary followers are calling them these days, with our three interesting characters of Avery, Ryko, and Sam, and our kind of like initiate character of CK. So, what a campaign, guys.
We are team open to interpretation.
That was interesting.
Open to interpretation.
Well, this is an actual play, so let's just have whoever is kind enough to leave comments of our uploads of this game determine what the people would call our little crew.
Exactly. Let the fans at home tell us what we would be called.
Yes. After hearing this wild adventure, what would you name these? I don't know if hero is the word. Anti-heroes?
I don't know, man.
I think we're just basically just random mercenaries.
You really are. Yeah, that's exactly how this story started. You're just on a mission, and then it went wild, way left field.
So, yeah, Sam went from a greedy trader to an overly stressed, stout, potential dad. Dad Ryko doubled down on his potential being a true voice of reason, and Avery did not change at all.
Honestly,
yeah, but we don't want that. I need a watchdog on a leash so that I can unleash him sometime.
Character development for Avery was employed, unemployed, and employed again.
That's true.
I like how when originally we talked about building the characters, we were like, maybe Ryko and Avery just don't like each other because like there's dirt between them. And then we did the campaign. And I was like, no. Avery's just like, yeah, I'll do whatever he says. Just let me know what you want me to do. It's fine.
Avery became like your right hand man.
I guess so. My right hand man.
I never brought this up during like the entire campaign. Avery is non-binary. I think one time Ryko went gentleman and Avery went, I'm not a gentleman, and that was it.
Ryko just calls everyone gentleman at this point.
Yeah. Looks at CK, gentleman.
And CK's like, yes. So, this was an interesting arc, mainly because I actually developed each session based on you guys' decisions, or at least I tried my best to do that. And so there were a couple of moments that I wanted to kind of just hear you guys' thought processes, since the way I had originally written this campaign obviously changed a lot based on what you guys did, or in some instances what you chose like not to do. So, particularly like at the very first session that we had, where did you guys even think this story was going to go? Like, you guys were on a mission, you met this lovely, man but you guys all, decided to just do your jobs. You go back to the Juggernaut after doing some light shopping. Like, it was kind of like a very interesting episode. And then, like, where did you guys think the story was going to go after that first session?
I mean, I can't remember exactly what I think was going to go. I think we were going to have a more straightforward find the hidden bad guy and deal with him sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, that's definitely where I thought it was going to. Yeah, that's definitely where I thought it was going to go. I wasn't sure exactly what you were going to throw at us, but I figured there had to be something worse than what we were doing. But we set a low bar, or a high bar.
I honestly don't remember what I was thinking, but I figured that it was going to be, especially because we were like, yeah, we just iced the guy and moved on, that we were going to learn the wrongs of our ways. And we didn't. We just got hired to kick someone's kneecaps in.
Mm-hmm.
but by different people.
Yeah, I'll say that you guys, there was like a moment of choice where you could have gone down a different path that would have talked more about like the algorithm and the corruption in the Old Tarian. But you would have had to get back to the ship because you would have had to see what was going on the ship. Because you remember that scene when you guys were at the safe house and Ryko called Ja, and Ja was like, she was kind of going through some stuff on the ship, and she was like immediately like, don't call me back, like you guys are blacklisted. Like that was because there was something going on the ship that you guys needed to like see to be able to interject. And that would have taken you in a totally different direction, which would have been a fun, which could be a fun campaign in the future. But yeah, a lot of fun little things like that were happening. Because, you know, when I tend to talk or create worlds, the worlds revolve whether the main characters are interacting with people or not. So like Ja and people on the Juggernaut, there's things happening with them regardless of whether you guys know that things are happening, and then you could learn about it if you interact with things in the world. So that would have been a really interesting way to go. But I think the way you guys went, really following CK and following the NPC that came out of nowhere, because like she only came out of, she became like the, what was her name? The girl who was the daughter of
Lily?
Lily. She was not planned. She came because because the Rodriguez, when I rolled, he rolled really well. Well, he rolled well, but I knew there was gonna be like a complication, and I was like, oh well, I guess he needs to like find her, and I don't know what would they do, and then you guys decided to go to Oxnard and like open up the bag, and I was like, well, I guess you guys need a safe house. All right, we'll do that. She was fun.
They had their own buddy cop movie going on in the background.
They did, exactly. They also had their own adventure. So many side adventures happening, and you guys just kind of came into contact with some of them. Were there any like specific parts of the story or your characters' like decisions or things that were happening that you were most interested about or like most shocked about or you liked the most?
Sorry, I'm just thinking real quick. I definitely didn't expect the whole clone surprise. I thought you were going to go with a different angle. So I was like, oh, she's a clone cyborg. Oh, nice.
Clone cyborg.
And I actually didn't expect her to be angry either. That was a surprise. I was like, oh, she's not happy.
Yeah,
this isn't a good reunion.
Yeah, like I kind of expected her to like just cry and buy and curl up. I did not expect her to be willing to bust out the knife.
Yeah, I tried to kind of, because you guys only interacted with Wendy for that very short amount of time, but I tried to kind of give you a little snippet of her personality so that maybe you could understand CK's anger of like, oh no, I hate this woman. Like I absolutely hate this woman, because CK's so smart. You know, she's very intelligent. She clearly can take care of herself, and she knows she's very powerful. She just doesn't know how to control her powers a lot. And so, yeah, something like that, like having a woman who talks to her as if she's literally not even human, like, which obviously she may have been created this way, but she is clearly something more than just a sentient flesh bag. So yeah, she absolutely hated that woman. She just didn't have the power to take her down. Which was really sad. I was really hoping she would get a good role.
I mean, she still did more than when I tried to take out Sam's anger on her.
I know. Some of these roles, I was just like, oh man, that would have been a good scene.
Yeah, it probably would have been quite a neat penultimate moment for Sam if she were able to get her, but
I was rooting for you, Sam.
I know. I was like, here it comes. Aw. Did you guys kind of understand what the, not like the moral of the story, but like what the, what this was all about? Like what your adventure was supposed to be telling? Like what story it was supposed to be telling?
Something, something, capitalism bad?
Yeah, honestly, my mind just goes with shenanigans with our space boys and the powerful kid.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I was honestly a little proud of myself of how much fun I was having when Sam Amp's stress level just got progressively higher as the campaign went on.
It definitely was fun. Especially Sam. I enjoyed how you acted him out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Was fun times in Cleveland.
Cleveland? Well, for everyone that is that will listen to the campaign, it is, I guess, basically like it was kind of organized in a way to kind of have a story that was best for like a listener and not necessarily a player. Mm-hmm. I think because it was supposed to be about like how things that are like normal, like the way you guys do your job, what the vice crews actually do, like all of that's normal. And so you kind of blindly follow this normalcy, not really knowing that you're being controlled by this organization and being lied to the whole time. I don't even know if that was told in the, I think it was, I think Dr. Curry, I think she explained that the algorithm, I think we kind of flew past it because it's kind of at the end, but the algorithm was specifically created so that they could intentionally like shorten people's lives so that they could farm their organs.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Ryko's definitely a revolutionary now.
Yes. That was a fun. That again was not something that was planned. I didn't have like a whole revolutionary thing, but you rolled so well with your contact that I was like, well, she's got to have a fun personality.
I like how we casually started a revolution.
Yeah, no, it wasn't even like a crazy thing. It was just like, here's some documents, spread the word that they're evil, and have fun with it.
Yeah, starting a revolution over future Twitter.
We sent one DM and toppled a government.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Anything else? Anything that you guys just wanted to talk about or have any questions about or anything at all?
Honestly, I would just go by with I think I mentioned, I think I already answered my answer to the question with Sam's stress level going ridiculously high, but for everyone else, what's your favorite moment of this whole experience?
Fighting two dogs in a laboratory and winning.
For Ryko, it was definitely deciding, you know what? They fired me. I'm going to start a revolution and burn their organization down. That seems reasonable.
Totally reasonable.
In conclusion, Ryko is petty, Avery is vicious, and Sam is stressed.
I was curious, like, what was, like, the defining rule you decided for your character? Because maybe it was obvious, maybe not. For Ryko, it was, if you frick with me, I frick with you 10 times more.
Money and fun.
Sam was all about the deals, and he felt like his whole psyche was falling down when him getting fired cut off of all access to all the stuff he was going to sell.
Sam, you have a problem.
I guess also Avery was not going to, Avery does not like messing with children. So when it's like, oh, that's a child, it's like, this is, I did not sign up for this. We do not. I might kill three random people in my office building, but not the children.
The moral of the story, don't mess with children or mercenaries will show up.
I mean, she does have like a little mercenary family now.
What a weird family for her to fall into.
I mean, at least CK might fix Sam a bit.
I think CK was good for all of you, even Avery.
You guys can be stabby together.
Yes.
Honestly, yeah. She really went at it with that box cutter. So,
happy birthday.
That's happy her first birthday gift. Yours.
Well, her first birthday gift is a new thermal knife.
Perfect.
Do you think Sam and CK stuck with Avery and Ryko, or did they like part ways after this whole event?
I mean, I'm sure that or that they would probably like to separate ways at some point, but I think they would at least hang out for a little bit longer, considering, you know, we all have basically guns on our heads after all this.
Safety in numbers for the time being.
Mm-hmm. And I think Ryko is definitely invested in CK as well, too.
Yeah, I think CK would want to stay with all of her surrogate dads, seeing as how, as you can see, she did not grow up in the best environments.
This is not better.
I mean...
This is only better because the bar was so low.
The bar was really low.
We have a terrified salesman, a merciless hitman, and a greedy politician. And that's your new family.
That's a great picture.
The therapy dog to Sam. Sam, CK would have very interesting philosophical lessons from Ryko, and she would probably just, I believe, would just prop up a doll and stab it alongside Avery.
We're learning how to fight. We're professionals here.
Mm-hmm. I feel like she's going to grow into just the most dangerous hitman in just the entire universe. Like, there's no stopping her.
Well,
yeah,
literally. This is just sprouting into another campaign. This feels like the start of a really weird shonen anime where we run into our main character who's like, yeah, I'm a quick-talking politician, merchant, psychic murder machine. Why? Mm-hmm. Well, I got two dads and a cyborg.
And I think that's the perfect thing to end off of. I think that might be the way that CK will always remember you guys. Her two dads and her cyborg. That's awesome. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for playing my game of misery. I hope everyone enjoyed. And we'll see you next show. Thank you all for listening to the Aging Journey podcast. We hope you are enjoying the campaign. Don't forget, you can listen to our podcast on our podcast website, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube. Lists will be in the description below. Don't forget to follow and subscribe. You can support the podcast on Patreon or join our Discord. Enjoy the journey.